Okay, Richard Hardy, investigator on this care and support public health, well-being, and HIV. So with that,
please contact her with a private message. And I'm Dami Sango on this call, and I'd like to recognize today. So, for suggesting that we have this webinar under this care and support PHE, and the African Palliative Care Association Measure Evaluation, Cicely Saunders Institute within King's College London, so that's where I'm people with HIV. The first thing, fairly good access to HIV care and antiretrovirals, so that Eve has recently published in Uganda, some data we published a few years ago, a systematic review we published a couple of years ago, diagnosis. Whether pain actually persists with ART, the patients specifically were on treatment. Pain literature suggests between 19 and 20 had pain, and between ART status and symptom burden, ball count and their viral load, because of course treatment key. And why are we considering pain? Why is it? UK data, 14%, incredible 41% of patients. Pain is really distressing, which associated with sexual risk-taking and poor ID. A couple of years ago, when we looked forward from our rounds, conference from 2004 in the literature, which is a big concern. And its palliation has been lost in this care and support public health evaluation, because remember that going forward, we also know about what you think the possibilities are due to the public health evaluation care of PEPFAR HIV care and support in Kenya. 10% of PEPFAR funded HIV costs and outcomes. And this is a longitudinal, that was the PHE study. So data was collected on page 3. We have the MOS HIV, which is a quality of life, which has been validated across sub-Saharan Africa, measures multidimensional measures, clients' receipts of staff members. So that's here, and this data has just been accepted for public access or not. If we look at their availability, when we actually went into the pharmacies to verify that, when we moved down the ladder to weak opioids, it had a stock out in the previous 6 months. And I think it's been an incredibly problematic experience for patients, majority of which were female, good retention rate in the study with almost 85%. So first of all, we look at the, we can see there are less, blue area shows us those that said they had no pain at all. A significant proportion of people to lead productive lives back in the community. And we asked them how much bodily pain have you generally had. We have a significant proportion, around half, here of course using the MOS HIV measure, because it's an effective pain on people's lives. In the MOS HIV, it asks that we consider this as an important patient report. Time zero, then month 1, 2, and 3. And else means have you received it elsewhere? Because pain relief at your HIV care facility, and you have terms of service reproduction. And also you can see that large numbers of patients were receiving non-severe and overwhelming pain. And small numbers of people are getting weak opioids. That, as we look over time from time 0, 1, and 4, pain is actually decreasing. So there is pain prevalence. And the pain experience for 30 days is decreasing. So the experience, same story, an improvement, however, some are remaining. At any point in the study, those who are poorer have worse health status. And that might see as a marker of disease progression, which is a very interesting observation, I think. POS pain, so pain in the previous 3 days is associated with the worst, because pain is experienced across. When we look at the association between mental health and time, for those in yellow, we can see that they have an association between physical health and mental health. Mental health changes over time. Your pain score affects your mental health over time. So yeah, when we look at who receives a weak or a strong opioid at any point, interestingly, receiving a weak or a strong opioid at any point in functional status were more likely to get a weak or a strong opioid was greater for older people. And again, the B, as was suggested in the colour creased over time, and those were, which is good. Unfortunately, only 11% stayed in. Almost 10% got a step 2 analgesic, so like code. I think it's important that we consider the meaning of pain as well. How do people experience it and how they experience their pain? And the to be able to adequately control it. And of course, there are the psychological and social helps us to understand this cohort's experience, one patient in Kenya says. This patient says, in fact, I don't complain about these problems. Has painful joints, but they discount them and dental pain. It's really important that we consider the broader pain. I'm surprised this lame woman contracted HIV. Do they also have psychosocial pain? Social aspects of pain, but they've never been asked about. The thing that has really brought me grief and pain is that I acquired dimensions than just the physical because of this disease, and yet they've been on ARVs, and yet they die mysteriously, experience of what is described as pain. And then that strong opioids like morphine syrup we don't have, but we have is via injection, then that's going to make it enormously difficult. Managed well, yes. What medicines do you use for pain? We have Brufen. That pain and symptom control are essential. Other outcomes such as treatment efficacy and HIV transmission. In terms of assessment of the world, this is true in the field of HIV and other problems. There's an expectation in the literature that pain, that ART has often refocused our care and support to virological control. Pain relief in Africa is cheap, safe, and expensive, and a few studies showed that they reported a lack of this. South Africa has, and some of the qualitative data from patient pain, and it helps you to ask about it and manage it. And you must have access to the WHO pain ladder, which is an expense. And it's not a specific issue to East Africa. Just been working on a study in paracetamol for 3 days at a time. And I showed it in DC for the first time. Nobody else has seen it. So you funded this PHE, reading at peace. Those were the worst problems that patients reported in PHE. Non-palliative settings for HIV outpatients. You can see the protocol at the bottom there. And know existing ART nurses and give them on the mental health domain of the MOS. For social well-being, so ability to share feelings, improvement on the interpersonal factor. And when we have a significant effect for psychological well-being in the existing staff, we've been able to really show a difference. Decisions on some of the patterns of drug opioid and non-opioid availability, home-based care. I think we don't know any reviews on that showing these to be really urgent. Clearly, mortality matters. Of course, the virological outcomes that we're all interested in forward, the reduction of suffering. So thank you very much. I'll hand that over to you as the tech expert.
If you want to use your microphone, you can also type in the box you see.
Gretchen, the importance of this aspect of well-being and nutrition of patients. That's an interesting science. We were considering this with so in terms of patient-reported outcomes, you have a model of care. So I mean, we've seen this data about shopping around significant problems and pain and symptoms. Isn't it greater having a model of total care, which is based on it's by non-HIV clients compared to HIV. Same tool in an ethical and psychological burden. And we've just done some work now, actually, for failure patients in the Western Cape postpartum period. Now that of drugs, but all we're talking about here is the availability of oral morphine for people to manage that.
Ugo, you can now turn on your microphone. Go.
Great, can hear you, Ugo. Thank
you. You're currently on med. I missed it, but I wonder if those that are not yet eligible for if there's any decrease.
Important point, first of all, is about CD4 and ART, and that corroborates data that I've put. So, and then your other point was about conducted studies in outpatients. So people who are outpatients and who are work. And what we don't know yet is the initial dimensions of the effect of pain that we don't know. What we do know
because differences between pre-ART, if there was any cycle of
ART affects self-report not associated with ART. Okay, that people response shift. So that, because of course, pain. The other questions, pain and the and affected people's. We had in Europe somebody talked about that. The from some social and spiritual pain, which advocate for better pain relief. Very interestingly, from that drugs were available, which we now defer to some other, a lot more data for you. Really recommend looking at the new, of course, the fact that we'll have to see. Greater experience of pain, something is happening differently in the assessment when they see somebody with poor physical. Ugo, your point about pain, have we looked at related costs, levels of costing? So opioids, we having a proper assessment, having their data, their problems. Because actually, when patients don't have, which we could have cost savings, test new models of drug availability and how you store strong opioids, but the evaluation's proven that there is no leakage, which is always, I kind of run through quite a few questions. Going forward, what do we think could be done? Because, as Matt's just suggested, and I'd be interested to hear, I'm aware that you going forward in pain and symptom control, support reflect patients' needs. I'm not quite sure if you mean the PEPFAR evaluation or did you mean the top care trial outcomes? Africa, we took a government clinic, HIV care services in the clinic. That's all it was. So these enormously valued because rewarding to the patients who increased Africa was provided often palliative, but we refocused needs of patients. So I don't what's really, really amount of data from family members describing the patient's wide burden of this unresolved pain, which of course could be would quantify a higher burden of pain in the patient. Evidence such as this paper to ensure that countries buy into the idea of programs, however, given the success of right, I think how we, whether it's home-based carers, whether it's and this paper to ensure buy-in is that when we did our feedback in Rory, I think, so around physical and mental health as well. I'm right at the patient level. The families is what patients tell us matters. Aspect of we have again. I've